The Web That Has No Weaver, Understanding Chinese Medicine. Appendix D. The Curious Organs. The Neijing mentions six miscellaneous or curious organs and occasionally refers to one or another of them in passing. These organs, the brain, marrow, bones, uterus, blood vessels, and gallbladder, are said to resemble the yang organs in form but the yin organs in function. They store the yin and imitate earth, therefore they store and do not disperse, whereas the yang organs disperse and do not store. These curious organs are actually of little importance in both theory and practice. Any distinct function they may have is subsumed under and accessory to the functions of the primary organs. Treatment, therefore, is almost always aimed at one of the primary organs or meridians. The gallbladder has been discussed earlier with the yang organs. The brain, marrow, and bones are often indistinguishable from each other in the Neijing and are always inseparable from the kidney, in both conception and function. Like the kidneys, they are dependent on the combination of a prenatal and postnatal essence. When an individual is created, first the essence is formed, from the essence comes the brain and marrow. The five-grain essence, postnatal germ, forms a cream, seeping into the empty spaces of the bones to nourish the brain and marrow. The main function of the marrow is to nourish the bones. It should be noted that the Chinese word here translated as marrow refers not only to bone marrow but also the spinal cord. If the marrow is sufficient, the bones are strong. If the marrow is insufficient, the bones will be weak. Children with insufficient marrow have problems with bone growth. The brain is the seat of marrow. It's responsible for the fluidity of movement in the body and for the sensitivity of the eyes and ears. The brain, like the bones, is nourished by the marrow. When the brain is not nourished, because the marrow is insufficient, the brain lacks coordination and there is ringing in the ears, tremors, dizziness, poor vision, and language idleness. The bones are ruled by the kidneys and give the body structural support. Later in the medical tradition, they developed greater understanding of these organs. Li Shichen, for example, believed the brain to be the seat of consciousness. But however the brain, marrow, and bones have been understood, their disorders have been treated with herbs or needles directed to the kidneys or kidney meridian. The uterus is important to two major processes, menstruation and gestation. The Chinese believed, however, that both of these processes are governed functionally, if not anatomically, by other organs and by the meridians. Menstrual periods cannot occur without a communicating conception meridian and a full penetrating meridian. The penetrating meridian is one of the extra meridians and is known as the seat of the 12 meridians. Both of these meridians are said to arise in the uterus. Menstruation also depends on the kidney essence and on the blood functions of the spleen and liver. Therefore, although the uterus is involved in the proper function of menstruation, treatment for menstrual disorders is generally directed toward the liver, spleen, or kidneys and toward related meridians. Since the uterus is also the place where the fetus reside during pregnancy, the word for uterus in Chinese literally means palace of the child. Most of the functions of pregnancy, however, are thought to be the province of the conception and penetrating meridians and of the spleen, liver, and kidneys. This is an example of Chinese medicine's emphasis on function and its relative indifference to structure. The blood vessels are the young organs of the blood and the means by which most blood is transported through the body. The tradition states that qi is associated with the blood in the vessels and that qi and blood are both in the meridians. But the distinction between blood vessels and meridians is not clearly stated. The implication is that blood vessels carry relatively more blood and the meridians relatively more qi. Disorders of the blood vessels are treated through the other meridians. For instance, the heart rules regularity of flow, the liver rules evenness of distribution, and the spleen rules the ability to keep the blood within its pathways.